All right, 你好，你好，大家好，大家好。Day 93, 93. We've got sentences. I'll read it, some in English, some in Chinese. We'll switch back and forth a little bit. Next person. 下个人。下个人。Next week. 下个星期。下个星期。Next semester. 下个学期。下个学期。下个星期。你可以帮我吗？下个星期你可以帮我吗？ Can you help me next week? I'll read this again in Chinese. 下个星期你可以帮我吗？ Okay, I'll continue a bit in Chinese. 下个站我要下车。I have to get off at the next stop. 下个站我要下车。下个站是什么？ What's the next stop? 下个站是什么？ Again in Chinese, I'll continue for a bit.你的网站叫什么? What's your website called? 你的网站叫什么? 上个星期我去中国。I went to China last week. 上个星期我去中国。下个星期我要回家。I'm going home next week. 下个星期我要回家。上个站我上车了。I got on the train at the last stop.At the previous stop, not the ultimate stop. 你走很快。You go fast or you walk quickly. Now, if you are picky, you know that there's supposed to be, and you might know this already, there should be a 的 there, like 你走的很快。We use 的 to, it's not the 的 that you've learned if you haven't heard about this 的 before, but it's another 的 that helps us understand or helps us describe adverbs.We skip it many times, so I'm going to just completely skip it in this course, actually. It's going to be part of the longer and the lengthy and the more comprehensive course, which includes characters too, if you want to. Continue with that one afterwards, so if you already have plans maybe to do so. Lovely. 你说, and so 你走很快 was you go too fast, you walk too fast. Now, 你说很快。你可以说慢一点。You speak too slowly, or you speak very fast. 你说很快。你可以说慢一点。There should be a 吗 there too. 你可以说慢一点吗? As in like, can you speak a bit slower? Lovely. Can you speak a bit slower? 你说很快。Okay. 你可以说慢一点吗? 你可以说慢一点吗? Lovely. Okay, let's continue. 你太慢了。你走快一点。You're too slow.Walk faster. 你太慢了，你走快一点。我很快到了。I will be there soon. 我很快到了。我快走了。I'm leaving very like soon, I guess. 我快走了。Lovely. 塞纳有几个朋友。Saga has how many friends? Saga has how many, okay?How many friends? And then we continue. We answer with 塞纳有几个朋友 Sana, Sana, I guess in Chinese, and Saga in English, has a few friends. Saga has how many friends? Saga has a few friends. It just depends on if there's a question mark there or not. 塞纳有几个朋友 you just answer with. Okay, and now we're moving on to time. I'll ask you in English. What time is it now? 现在几点?现在几点? It's 1 o'clock.现在一点，现在一点 ，It's 2 o'clock. 现在两点，现在两点。3 o'clock. Actually, it's 3 o'clock. Later on, it's 3 o'clock. Okay, so we say 1 点，三点。I think that sounds quite funny. 1 点，三点。How old are you? Many ways to say this one, but using the 几 would be 你几岁，你几岁。What time do you get home? 你几点到家？你几点到家? Lovely. And then we have 你几点走? What time do you leave? 你几点走? And then what time do you go home? 你几点去家? 你几点去家? What time do you go home, simply? 你, in Chinese now, 你今天几点起来? What time did you get up today? Or do you get up today? 你今天几点起来? Lovely. 今天是星期一。Today is Monday. 今天是星期一。今天是星期几? We ask. So what day is it today? 今天是星期几? Lovely. 你在中国几年了? How long have you been in China? 你在中国几年了? Lovely. 我在中国一年了。我在中国一年了。I've been here for a year. Then in English, I have been in China for a year. 我在中国一年了。我在中国一年了。And then how many friends do you have? 你有几个朋友?你有几个朋友? And then we have, I have a few friends. 我有几个朋友?我有几个朋友。Lovely.How many cats do you have? 你有几只猫?你有几只猫? I have several cats. 我有几只猫?我有几只猫? How many years have you studied Chinese? 你学中文几年了?你学中文几年了? Lovely. And we could also say 多久了? Like how long? And you can answer with 一年 or 一个月 or 一个星期 or 一天 or maybe hours. I have 3 points. 我有三分。我有三分。I give you 1 point. 我给你一分。我给你一分。Now in Chinese, 现在三点十分。Now it's 3:10 or 10 points. 现在三点十分。现在两点三十分。现在两点三十分。It's 2:30. 现在两点三十分。Lovely. 四十分 would be 40. And then we have 一点二十分我要走。I'm leaving at 1:20. 一点二十分我要走。我们可以分开给钱吗? So can we split the bill? 我们可以分开给钱吗? 我们可以一起给钱吗? Can we give money together or pay together? 我说了一次。I said it once. 我说了两次。Lovely.这个你说很多次了。这个你说很多次了。I guess, actually, I'm reading 说很多次了, but I think it's more natural. The 了 that went so far away, so the only thing you're going to see is 你说了很多次, okay? 你说了很多次, lovely. 我只说了两次, I only said it twice. 我只说了两次, 我只说了两次。这个我学了很多次。Note how we start with the 这个, we start with the object because that's the most important part of the sentence. 这个我学了很多次。This I've studied many, many times, or I've learned this many, many times. 下一次你要小心一点哦。下一次你要小心一点哦。Next time you need to be more careful. 下次你可以晚点起来。Next time you can get up a little bit later. 下次你可以晚点起来。上次你没告诉我。上次你们告诉我 as in, last time you did not tell me. You didn't tell me last time. 上次你没有告诉我。你没告诉我。Just a few more now. I have been to China several times. 我来中国几次了。几次了。So sometimes, a few times. 我来中国几次了。If it's one time to China, it's 我来中国一次了。But now it's 几次。几 and 一。Lovely. Say it again. 再说一次。Write it again. 再写一次。See it again. Look at it again. 再看一次。Listen again. 再听一次。And with Saga, I practiced, we just rehearsed these sentences. Make sure that you do it too. Even though I'm not there by your side to force you to do it, please make sure that you do it. Just repeat that. 再something 一次。再something 一次。It's so incredibly important. Just take seconds out of your life and do it. Lovely.Can you say that again? 你可以再说一次吗?你可以再说一次吗? I'll say that a few times because it's such a useful sentence. 你可以再说一次吗? And then we can add, like, speak a bit slower too. 你可以说慢一点吗?再说一次。你可以再说一次吗? Lovely. And then it's a new little thing here. Not a new thing, but an expression that we didn't talk about. Because 见 means to see something. And 不 plus 了 means not anymore, right? 不 means not, but 了 means that it's come to that point, so not anymore. So 不见了 is one of my favorite words in Chinese because it reads not see, being able to see someone anymore. So when your cat runs away, whenever your cat runs away or anything goes away from you, you can't see it anymore, it's not within your line of vision, then you just simply say 不见了, and that translates to it's gone.Or whatever it is, it could be talking about your kid as well. Then I guess you shouldn't call your kid an it. But anyways, 不见了 just refers to something being gone. 不见了 is how we say, oh, it's gone. Lovely. Just a few more with 见 now. 明天见. See you tomorrow. 明天见. We could also be like 我们明天见喽. We'll see each other tomorrow. See you in China. 我们在中国见. You can start with a 我们 and then 我们在 where. 我们在中国见. See you at work. 工作见. 工作见. See you next time. 下次见. 下次见. Haven't seen you for a long time. This is a very funny one. Or I guess, long time no see. 好久不见. 好久不见. Long time no see. I love it. Okay, now we just have goodbye, goodbye, or see you later, or see you again. I guess 再见 should be more like see you, right? And then bye-bye should just be bye. 再见, bye-bye. And now it's I often get up late. 我经常很晚起来. 我经常很晚起来. Lovely. I usually get up at 7. 我常常, you can say 常常 or 经常, both are the same. I think 常常 sounds funny. 我常常七点起来. 我常常七点起来. And then it's what time do you usually get up? 你经常几点起来? 你经常几点起来? I very rarely get up early. 我很少早起来. 我很少早起来. 早起来, look at it like an expression. You could just literally say 早起 if you want to be cool as well. And 晚起 would be get up late. Lovely. I often read books. We haven't learned sleep, by the way. I don't think we'll learn this in this 100-day course. Please be okay with that. If you definitely want to learn that, I would definitely say to come to the course and just continue studying with us. Lovely. 我很少早起来. Lovely. Continuing. 我经常看书 in Chinese. 我经常看书. I often read books. 我经常看书. In the mornings, I rarely drink coffee. 我早上, good, so we've established where and when. 我早上很少喝咖啡. And what is it that you 很少 do? Well, it is 喝咖啡. 我早上很少喝咖啡. Lovely, just two more now. Do you often read Harry Potter books? 你经常看哈利波特书吗? Or 的书吗? Like books of it. 你经常看哈利波特的书吗? Lovely. Answering, I read it, and then we say 一年一次, so once a year maybe. You just take the big time first, 一年, or if it's one day, how many times you do it per day. It's the one thing, and then per how many times. So 一年 per 一次. Okay, well, I get not per there, but yeah. 一年一次, if it's 一年三次, then it's once or three times every year. Lovely, I think that makes a lot of sense. So we say, 我看哈利波特的书一年一次. That's it. You've been fantastic. I'll read it one more time. 我看哈利波特的书一年一次. Lovely, that's it from me. Thank you so much. You've been fantastic, as usual.